The title of our message today is Keep Going On.
今天正道的题目是继续前行。
Based on the reading from Joshua, let me read it one more time.
就是今天我们读到的今天的经文是约书亚记第一章。
After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord spoke to Joshua, saying, Moses, my servant is dead. Now you, therefore, arise and go, you and all this people, to the land I am giving you. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you or forsake you. Be strong and of good courage.
经文这样说，耶和华的仆人摩西死了以后，耶和华对约书亚说，我的仆人摩西死了，现在你要起来和众百姓往我所要赐给以色列人的地去。我怎样与摩西同在，也照样与你同在，我必不撇下你，也不丢弃你，你当刚强壮胆。
One of the wonderful things about the Bible is its capacity to be simple and profound at the same time.
这个圣经有一个无与伦比的美，就是它包含了既简单又深奥的信息。
Today, Emmanuel, on this year confirmation day, it's my prayer that you will take to heart both the simple and profound message God has for you.
那今天呢 ，Emmanuel， 在你见证里的这个主日，我的祷告是，你将上帝在约书亚第一章给你的既简单又丰富深奥的信息铭记在心。
Emmanuel and everybody here today.
Emmanuel 和所有在座的各位。
When you reach those times in your life.When you simply do not know what to do.
当你在人生不知道啊，不知所措的时候。
When you don't know where to turn.
当你在不知道你要向哪里去的时候。
God often speaks to us in simple and loving words.
上帝往往用既简单又慈爱的话语向我们讲话。
Today's message from Joshua chapter 1.Is an example of that.
今天呢，正道的经文《约书亚记》第一章是一个很好的一个例子。
Listen again. The Lord said to Joshua, "Moses, my servant, is dead. Now you, Joshua, arise and go, you and all these people, to the land I am going to give to you. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you. I will not forsake you. Be strong. Be of good courage."
请再听一遍。上帝的话，耶和华对约书亚说，我的仆人摩西死了，现在你要起来和众百姓往我所要赐给以色列人的地去。我怎样与摩西同在，也怎样与你同在，我必不撇下你，也不丢弃你，你当刚强壮胆。
When God spoke these words to Joshua, the people of Israel were in a crisis.
上帝在向约书亚讲这番话的时候呢，以色列人呢正在经历一场危机。
Moses was dead.
耶稣摩西死了。
Moses, who had been courageous enough to confront Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, with those famous words, "Let my people go," that Moses was dead.
摩西曾经勇敢地面对埃及的法老，以让我的人民离开而闻名，那个摩西死了。
Moses, who parted the waters of the Red Sea for the children of Israel to cross over, that Moses was dead.
曾将红海分开，使以色列人走过干地的那个摩西死了。
Moses, who could go up a mountain and receive from God the Ten Commandments when everybody else was afraid to do so, that Moses.Was dead.
在其他的人惊恐恐惧的时候，曾经上山与上帝讲话并接受十条诫的那个摩西死了。
The people of Israel were getting ready to go into the promised land.
以色列人即将进入到应许之地。
They now stood at the Jordan River.
他们站在约旦河边。
the slavery of Egypt behind them, the freedom of the promised land in front of them.
在过去的埃及为奴与前面应许的自由，他们在这个之间。
And now they knew whatever they had to face, they had to face without Moses.
现在他们知道，不管他们未来要面对什么，他们都无法再与摩西一起来面对了。
But God, who first spoke to Moses through the burning bush,
但是最初在荆棘火中向摩西讲话的上帝。
God, who had guided Moses all the years in the wilderness,
在那旷野一直带领摩西的上帝。
This God now spoke to Joshua, Moses' assistant.
这位上帝现在对摩西的助手约书亚在讲话。
God said, Joshua, I know that your heart is troubled because Moses is dead and now the leadership is on your shoulders.
上帝说，约书亚，我知道你现在内心不安，因为摩西死了，领导的责任全部都落在你的肩上了。
But Joshua, you are my man.
但是约书亚，你是我的子民。
Lift up your head and look around.
抬头环顾四周。
There's people to lead, a new land to be settled.
这些人需要被带领，新的家园要被安顿。
Joshua, get up from where you are and keep going on.
约书亚，在你的所站的之地站起来，继续的往前行。
God says to Joshua, God says to Emmanuel, I'm not saying it's going to be easy.
上帝对约书亚说，上帝也对 Emmanuel 讲话。
Sometimes you will do your best, and it's not good enough.
我并不是说这些事都会很容易，有的时候你可能给出你最好的，但是还是不够好。
But keep going on.
然而你要继续的前行。
Sometimes you'll go out of your way to help people, and those same people will turn on you. But keep going on.
有的时候你尽你的所能去帮助别人，但是那些被你帮助的人，有的时候他们会去背叛你。然而你还是要继续的前行。
Sometimes you'll be attacked by your enemies and ridiculed by your relatives.But keep going on.
有的时候呢，你会被你的敌人攻击，甚至被亲友抛弃。然而，你要继续的前行。
What God said to Joshua, today God says to Emmanuel, and God says to all of us.
上帝对约书亚所讲的话，今天也向 Emmanuel 在讲，也向我们所有在座的在讲。
Some days you may feel like quitting and running away, but you keep going on.
有的时候你可能真的想要放弃，想要逃避，但是上帝说你要继续前行。
As God spoke to Joshua, He speaks to us today.
正如上帝对约书亚所说，上帝今天也向我们在讲话。
Emmanuel and everybody else here.
Emmanuel 和所有在座的各位。
When we are overwhelmed with life's challenges, God speaks to us a word of persistence.
当我们难以忍受生活中各样的挑战困苦的时候，上帝鼓励我们要坚持到底。
God says, "Don't give up."
上帝说不要放弃。
Keep on trying.
继续的努力。
Keep going on.
继续前行。
Now, I know that all of us here from time to time feel like saying, I can't do it, Lord. How can I go on?
有的时候呢、牧师说他了解知道我们有的时候想主啊我真的做不了了，我如何，我怎么样能够继续？
It's at that time God speaks to us a word of assistance.
正是在这样的时候，上帝要让我们坚持到底。
The same thing he said to Joshua.
正如他对约书亚所说的。
As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you.
我怎样与约书亚，我怎样与摩西同在，也照样与你同在。我必不撇下你，也不丢弃你。
Are you listening?
你是不是在听？
What God was saying to Moses, he says to every person here today.
上帝对约书亚所讲的，在向我们每一个在座的人在讲。
God says, as I have been with others, as I have led others, as I have upheld others, so I will lead and be with and guide you. I will never leave you. You have my promise.
正如我与别人同在，与带领保守他们，我也照样与你同在，也会带领保守你，因为你有我对你的承诺在耶稣基督里边。
Dear Emmanuel, and everybody here today,
亲爱的 Emmanuel 和所有在座的各位，
You have God's promise, and it's written in blood, in the blood of Jesus the Savior.
你拥有上帝的这承诺，这是用我们的救主耶稣的宝血所写的承诺。
Jesus' blood shed on the cross is God's promise that your sins are forgiven.
上帝耶稣基督在哥哥他十字架上所流的宝血是上帝的承诺和保证，保证你的罪被赦免了。
It is God's promise that God is on your side.
是上帝承诺他会在你的一边。
It is God's promise that he will take care of you no matter what life brings your way.
是上帝对你的承诺，不管你在你的人生旅途上是怎么样的情况。
And because of the blood brought promise of Jesus, like Joshua, we can keep going on.
上帝都会带领保护你，因为这用鲜血买回来的承诺，所以我们能够继续前行。
We can keep going on because David told us in Psalm 37, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. The Lord delights in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be cast down. The Lord upholds him with his hand.
我们能够继续前行，因为大卫曾经在诗篇37篇23节这样告诉我们，义人的脚步被耶和华所立定，他的道路耶和华也喜爱，他虽失脚也不至全身扑倒，因为耶和华用手搀扶他。
Right now I wish to speak personally to Emmanuel, but the rest of you can listen too.
现在呢，我想对Emmanuel, 讲话。
Emmanuel, I pray that especially on this day of your confirmation,
Emmanuel, 在这里特别的见证你的一天，我祷告。
You will be faithful to your Lord every day of your life.
在你人生的每一天都忠实于你的主。
I know that these are challenging days for you.
我知道现在你你的生活很有挑战。
As you leave behind childhood and become a young man,
因为你在离开童年，进入到你的青年的这个阶段。
It's a normal part of growing up that a young man experiences both joys and frustrations at home and also in school.
这是一个很正常的青年人的成长的过程啊，在学校或者在家庭，你同时体验喜乐和困难。
I pray that from this day onward especially, you would know deep in your heart God's love for you.
我祷告从今以后，在你的心中更深地了解上帝对你的爱。
And then knowing God's love, you would then love and respect your parents and your teachers.
同时呢，明白上帝的爱，你就会去爱，去尊重你的父母，你的长辈，你的老师。
Let's add Ye Ye and Nai Nai into that as well.
Means add grandparents as well to love and respect them. See, we're
good.
Vice versa. Yeah.
Emmanuel, they love you.
Emmanuel, 他们爱你。
Emmanuel, we love you.
Emmanuel, 我们大家爱你。
Today, all of us are proud of you.
我们今天在这里做各位呢，都为你而骄傲。
Thank you for being a good confirmation student with me.
我也感谢你在过去一年，在我教导你、见证你的课程当中，你的出色的表现。
Next time we have a class, it's your turn to bring the treats.
下次上课的时候是你的这个你要带一些小吃来。
Emmanuel, and everybody here today.
Emmanuel 和所有在座的各位。
Our dear Lord Jesus Christ has shown us that we are His number one priority.
我们忠实的主耶稣基督向我们显现，我们是他的至宝。
One Friday, our Lord Jesus carried a heavy cross up a hill called Calvary, and there he was crucified in our place.
在一个星期五，他背着十字架上了一个名叫哥哥他的山上，在那里他代替我们被钉十字架。
He endured our shame.
他忍受了我们的屈辱。
He paid for our sins.
他为我们的罪孽付出了代价。
He died our death.
他代替我们而死。
And early Sunday morning, Jesus rose.
在星期天的早晨，他复活了。
And he opened wide heaven's doors.
他打开了天堂的大门。
And everything he did for us.
这一切他所做的都是为了我们。
And this same Lord who spoke those words many centuries ago to Joshua speaks to us today the same words.
就是这个主在很久以前对约书亚所说的，今天也对我们在说。
God said, As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you, nor forsake you. Now you keep.Going on.
上帝说我怎样与摩西同在也必照样与你同在我必不撇下你也不丢弃你现在继续前行
And what happened to Joshua?
在约书亚身上发生了什么呢
Under his leadership, great things were done for God's kingdom.
在他的领导之下为了上帝的国度的伟大的事情成就了
The walls of the mighty city of Jericho came tumbling down.
耶利哥的城墙豁然的倒下。
And Joshua, God's general, led his people to a new land, the promised land.
上帝大能的将军约书亚率领以色列的后代进入了上帝应许之地这新的家园。
God kept his promise to Joshua.
上帝履行了对约书亚的承诺。
God will keep his promise.To you.
他同样会遵守对你的承诺。
Emmanuel, this is my last chance to speak to you today.
Emmanuel, 这是我最后的机会今天对你来讲话。
In your future life, as a young man and as an adult, whatever your future brings, may you, like Joshua, rest in the powerful arms of your Lord.
在你未来的成年和青年的生命里边，不管你将来如何，希望你像约书亚一样，躺卧在你上主强健的臂膀当中。
God promises to be faithful to you.
上帝承诺对你信实。
That promise is written in the blood of Jesus who died and rose for you.
那承诺是用为你受死和复活的耶稣基督的宝血写成的。
With his resurrection power, he will be with you, and he will be with you every day of your life.
在漫漫长路的每一步，他都以他复活的大能伴随着你，伴随着你们。
Sorry, I got excited again. And you, in Jesus' name, will keep. Going on.
但是你 在耶稣基督里边会继续的往前进。
From now until life everlasting.
从现在直到永远。
In the name of Jesus.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.